USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to an airbase in Iraq, where he praises U.S. forces for what he calls the near defeat of ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
During the visit, reporters asked the president how long he believes the partial federal government shutdown will last, and the president responds, whatever it takes, reiterating the fact that he requires any spending bill to include funding for a southern border wall. A severe weather threat in Dallas canceling the ServPro First Responder Bowl between Boise State and Boston College last night. The first bowl game ever canceled by weather. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The day after Christmas was a record day on Wall Street, including for the Dow, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Dow was posting its biggest single-day point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,086 points to close at 22,878.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all picking up about 5% of their value yesterday. Hospitals in New Mexico and El Paso, Texas, now screening migrant children after a second migrant youngster died this week while in U.S. custody. The hospitals have screened at least 450 migrant kids since that 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died on Christmas Eve. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl had died a few weeks ago. 30 drug makers planning to raise their U.S. prices next month after agreeing to a self-declared halt under pressure from the president last summer, but that deal's ending in January. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police are hunting for a man who shot and killed an officer in Central California as Corporal Ranil Singh of the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department was killed yesterday during an early morning traffic stop in the town of Newman. The 33-year-old had been with the department for over 7 years. Authorities have released photographs of the suspect taken by surveillance cameras at a convenience store nearby moments before that traffic stop. The price of those so-called forever stamps will be going up. Americans have a month to stock up on forever stamps at their current price before it will be raised, the largest increase since 1991, as the cost of a U.S. postage stamp will jump 5 cents to 55 cents a stamp next month. The new price is scheduled to take effect on January 27th. Some people who take a lot of selfies are coming down with what's called selfie wrist. It's a type of carpal tunnel syndrome, and it comes from hyperflexing your wrist or clutching your phone for long periods of time without moving. Sharp pain, numbness, and even a tingling in the wrist are some of the symptoms of selfie wrist, according to medical experts. And after an online poll asking fans to choose his new middle name, actor Macaulay Culkin is going with Macaulay Culkin. And with your update, I'm Chris Barnes.